Amen. Psalm 119, 162. Your promises are the source of my bubbling joy. The revelation of your word thrills me like one who has discovered hidden treasure. Have you ever felt that way? There's just a bubbling joy when you've read the word and, oh, I know what that means, or, oh, that applies to me, or, oh, I love that promise from the Lord. There's times when that absolutely happens, and it's a joy unspeakable. It's like a hidden treasure or a mystery that's been revealed to you by your caring Father. Amen. And in 71 and 72, it says, I offer you my joyous praise for all that you've taught me. Your wonderful words will become my song of worship, for everything you've commanded is perfect and true. Amen. Amen. It's true, isn't it? That his words in us actually become our words of worship. Have you ever found yourself repeating something in worship, even in your private devotion time that you read in the word? And you're just singing to God about what he's already said. What a fabulous interchange we're given. It's a privilege that we have that with the Lord, that he talks to us and we talk to him, and then it comes out like a bubbling brook. John Stevens is quoted in Spurgeon's Treasury of David as saying this about these verses. My lips shall utter praise. You have stood at the fountainhead of a stream of water and admired it while it bubbled up and ran down in a clear little rivulet, till at length it swelled the mighty river. Such is the illusion here. The heart taught of God cannot contain itself. My heart can't contain itself. When God shows me something, I can't contain it. I bubble out and I bubble all over you. I know, sometimes it's messy. But anyway, but breaks out in praise and singing. This would be the effect of divine illumination, and this would be felt to be a privilege. Yay. And a high duty. Amen. It happens to us. I know, you know, some of these guys that I quote, they talk in old English, but you get the picture. And my gosh, they had that revelation a long time ago, and I'm going to honor it because it ministers to me. Amen. We have the privilege this morning of worshiping that God that made it all possible for us. Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for saying it is finished. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us and given us the Holy Spirit to teach us and illuminate that word in us so that rivers of living water can rise up within us and bubble over as we worship together in corporate worship. Let God see that bubbling come up out of us this morning, and let's bring him praise as we worship. Let's stand and say these verses from the Passion Translation together. Your promises are the source of my bubbling joy. The revelation of your word thrills me like one who has discovered hidden treasure. I offer you my joyous praise for all that you've taught me. Your wonderful words will become my song of worship. For everything you've commanded me is perfect and true. Amen.